Welcome to the Bull Gap Journal. I'm Robert Holmes, retired Brigadier General, veteran, and community citizen at large. Alabama native and proud to be here. On the Bull Gap Journal, we talk about life, leadership, and common sense. Today, let's talk about forgiveness. Not the kind that's easy, like when a neighbor borrows your garden rake for maybe 6 months. And okay, Bucky, you're forgiven, but only because you fixed the loose handle. I mean the real kind of forgiveness, the tough kind. The kind where someone cuts deep and every part of you wants to stay mad about it. Forgiveness is like flossing. Everybody knows flossing your teeth is good for you, but sometimes it feels like such a chore. You stand there staring at a little piece of string, or in this case, your pride, and you think, do I really have to floss right now? And yet, just like flossing, forgiveness clears out the junk that builds up over time. Junk that, left unchecked, can rot everything it touches. Now here's the kicker. Forgiveness isn't about the other person. It's about you. Carrying a grudge is like hauling around a sack of wet cement. Sure, it feels satisfyingly heavy at first, like you're making some kind of grand statement to the world. But over time, that cement starts to harden. And then before you know it, you're stuck in place, unable to move forward. Now here's where some humor comes in. We've all got that one person in our life who's harder to forgive than a politician at a microphone. And you think, if I forgive them, aren't I letting them off the hook? But the truth is, they're probably off enjoying their life while you're busy rehashing the incident for the 48th time. Forgiving them doesn't mean you're saying what they did was okay. It just means that you're finally taking the cement off your own back. Forgiveness doesn't happen overnight. It's a process. It's like peeling an onion. And yes, it might make you cry. But as you peel those layers away of anger, bitterness, and frustration, you'll find that underneath it all, there's room for something better, your own peace. The real twist about forgiveness is how much lighter you're going to feel once you've done it. It's like taking off a pair of tight boots after a long day. You didn't realize how uncomfortable you were until you took them off and let it go. And if all else fails, remember this. Forgiving someone doesn't mean inviting them back into your life to hurt you again. It just means that you're giving yourself the permission to get away from it and to heal. So next time you're holding on to a grudge, ask yourself, do you really want to lug this around one more day? Or is it time to trade this in for some freedom? Trust me, the lighter the load is, it's worth it. The wet cement is no way to live. So stay strong, stay kind, and maybe call Bucky and forgive him about that garden rake. It's the Bull Gap Journal. If you like what you've heard, we talk about life, leadership, and common sense. Go to radioalabama.net/bullgap.